Hey guys, welcome back to After Podcast. This is your host, Reading Finals, with your co-host, Faruqi. Unfortunately, Faruqi isn't here today. So this is going to be you, me, and today's special guest. Okay, talking about today's special guest, where do I start from? The only thing I can say is I'm a huge fan. I'm pretty sure all my friends are. Everyone's a huge fan of him. Such a cool guy. So without any further ado, please welcome Ahmed Shahzad.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
So you're based in Qatar, right?
Yes, I am based in Qatar. And yes, so you have fans here.
I have followers from Qatar, basically.
Yes, of course, definitely. You do.
It's good to hear.
Yeah, no, I think the one post that made everyone fans of you in Qatar, basically, I think would be in my school. I think would be your Hummer one, where the car flipped and you were like...
Oh, the supercar blondie one.
Yeah, that one.
I mean,
so
yeah,
weird.
That's my most viewed video at this point.
Really?
But yeah, definitely.
That's the one that got everyone's attention. I was talking, for me, I haven't seen you long ago. My younger brother showed me you and I was like, damn, this guy's cool. I was a long time fan. But then, no one else could kind of relate,
right?
Because it's a Malayali
thing, yeah.
A relatable thing, right?
Correct.
But the Hummer one got everyone into you. I was like, this is the way it is. Okay, all right. Let's slow down things. Can you introduce yourself? Everyone who isn't aware of you.
Okay, my name is Amish Azad. I'm 20 or I'm 21. I'm based off Dubai. I'm still a university student. I'm right now a content creator, apparently. I do small side business hustles, I would say. Nothing official, but yeah, on the side.
Okay, mashallah. Okay. All right, first question to everyone, every guest is, where did this all TikTok start from?
I've always been into content creation, right? So these mom and son skits is something I've done 4 years ago, right?
Oh, really?
I post on YouTube and Instagram. So, but when I used to post over there, it's more like the people only who follow you get to see your videos, and it wasn't getting that traction. So I was like with 200 views, 300 views and stuff like that. Nothing great. I used to vlog also. And now TikTok rolled up. And honestly, maybe like 2020, when TikTok came up, I'm like, what is this useless app? You know, why is everyone doing this?
Useless app. Oh, no.
Honestly, no. I was like completely like, I used to look down on people who used to watch TikTok. And then slowly, I started seeing one of my friends, Mariam George. Mm-hmm. She started off her TikTok, right? And then she started doing well. And I'm just like, damn, she's doing well. You know, that kind of inspired me in a way. So I'm like, let's bring back my old videos. And let's recreate it into TikToks.
Okay.
So I started doing that. But initially, that's not where I started. I just started off with random videos I make in the car. And then I started rolling out my mom's son skits. Now that's when my stuff started going well.
Oh,
and okay. I just started growing. Alhamdulillah, now it's gone up. And then even Reels came out. And now
Reels is
also, I started posting over there. And that video popped up. The first video that ever popped did really, really well for me is a video I've done with Mariam.
Okay.
Right? Both on TikTok and Instagram. The first videos that did so well is both these, it's with the video I did with Mariam, and I would like to thank her for that in a way.
Yes. Shout out to Mariam.
But yeah.
So I think she's the one who got you to TikTok and also, helped you out.
Yeah, definitely. I think it would say an inspiring or a push, I would say,
mm-hmm.
to
okay.
Me starting TikTok. Because I'm like, oh, she's doing well. So I'm presuming it's a really good platform, works well. So I'm like, let's try it out.
That's cool. Thanks, Mariam, for getting this guy in. all right. So the next question would be definitely, what type of content do you make? So you just said mother and son type of content. But was there anything else that you really like that you personally like?
So the first video I ever posted, now, mm-hmm. When I look back, I don't regret it, but it's a bit funny. It's me lip syncing to a Malayalam song, which I really like, right? And I wanted to niche into Kerala or the Mallu community, right? Mm-hmm. Even though it's banned in India, TikTok is banned in India,
yeah,
I still was trying to target that. So I'm looking at a much smaller audience compared to before it was banned. So that's where I started off. And then I started doing rants. Not rants, mainly speaking. I love speaking, right? So me speaking into the camera of random stuff.
Okay.
And I'll upload it. can't be a rant. It might just be me speaking or something or the other.
A, I would B, just like, C, D, you know, post.
Honestly, like at this point, I was just trying to find content, you know. So that's what I did. And then I started off with this mom and son, which is based on like literally real life experiences, right?
Yeah.
And so majority of them is my real life experiences, or majority of, or like some of them is like other people's real life experiences, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom doesn't throw a chappal on me, yeah, but it's a very stereotypical thing.
Exactly.
Like
yeah,
mention like a mom, like, you know, a brown mom throwing a chappal. Like my mom doesn't do that.
Right? I don't think majority of the moms actually nowadays do that. But like,
yeah, I doubt it. But it's a very stereotypical thing. Everyone,
yeah, exactly.
Like they see a chappal, like, I'll give you one chappal on your, like, you know, it's like
they
that.
They just say, but they don't do it. But then
yeah,
people,
nobody
like,
does it. Yeah.
It's like it's such like,
it's like
iconic.
A cherry on the top. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Exactly.
Then,
the finishing.
I started streaming into like, so I do small business here and there. So I started recording that.
Okay.
Right. So that, I mean, I started getting like good traction from that because people like to see what I was doing, you know, how I was making my money. Then I also did relating stuff to my car. People like cars and seeing stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I went into that as well. So I was trying to branch out in different ways to like which audience I can capture. That was initially when I was at 1,000 followers or something. Then after that, I completely went into like one direction of like getting like my mom and son skits.
Okay. So your main thing to like growth was the mom and son.
Yeah, like, brown mom and son. Yeah. In, to be like,
yeah.
In
I'm sorry, I forgot the word.
Yeah.
The main word. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, we got the what type of content you make. Now, the next question will be, everyone's experimenting with content, right? It's like, what's the type of content that you're experimenting with? Are you even experimenting, Nathan?
Experimenting?
Like, yeah, like a different type of content that they're not used to. Like, probably singing, I don't know. Something they're not used to. For example, let's say I'm doing a podcast and all of a sudden I open a vlog channel, which is not experimenting.
So no, I know a lot of people do that, to be honest. Like, a lot of the like the people I hang out with, like in terms of like the TikTok content creators I hang out with, them, I mean, I consider them friends as well, but you know, I'm just specifying. But they, so they also like they're trying to branch out into YouTube now. You know, they started off with TikTok, now then they'll branch out to Instagram and then they'll branch out to YouTube. You know, they want to like, you know, try as much as possible, get the reach as much as possible.
Right.
But for me, the entire thing was I've done YouTube, I've been on YouTube, but I don't know, it's just I feel like the hassle of editing and stuff, which is like stopping me.
It's not worth it,
you know. It's I wouldn't say it's not worth it. It's definitely worth it because if I do something, I'll put the effort to edit and stuff, but it's time consuming. I know that.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I would love vlogging, you know, but my life isn't that interesting for me to vlog right now. You know, like David Dobrik makes like 4-minute vlogs. Yeah.
Right,
but like
right.
his, I would watch his videos for like an hour, literally, because his life is interesting, bro. He actually does something. Like I'm sitting at like yesterday, the entire day I sat at home. Today, I sat at home except to pick my brother up from his football practice. That's the only thing I did. Imagine someone wanting to watch that. Like, no, I can't imagine. So, but experimenting, I mean, in terms of TikTok, I love to sing, but I would never sing in public. I would sing to myself in the car, right? Like, I love Hindi music, yeah? But I would never publicize it. But if I ever get good at singing, let's see. Maybe you'll see one cover of me one day.
Oh, okay. Next thing you know, Grammy Award.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah, that's the only thing remaining now.
Why not? Like, why not?
Yeah, okay. Man.
Alright, in that case. So, that makes you clearly the TikTok fan. Like, your base is definitely TikTok.
And Instagram. Because Instagram is doing well for me as well. So, I'm looking both of these.
So, both. TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, definitely.
In that case, how was your first, like, a month of when you started TikTok? How was it? How was your statistics and what made you just keep on posting even if the statistics were low?
See, like something you like you have to understand with anything that you do in life is consistency, right? So whether it's content creation, whether starting a business, like you can't, you know, like people say Rome wasn't built in a day, you know?
Right.
So it takes time. Sometimes some people are very lucky that the video will blow up in like a day, you know, maybe in a couple of hours, you know, they're viral already, right? But for some people it might take months, right? So I was like right in the middle. For me, it took maybe 3 months for me to hit 10K. And I was like, damn, okay, it only took me 3 months, which is less. I mean, which is not bad, actually. Like some
not
people
bad.
Are still struggling, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And people who have started TikTok last year, who are I've surpassed them within like 4 or 5 months.
Hmm.
So that's there. Depends on. So I'll be very honest. In TikTok, it's all about luck, I would say. Sometimes it's, I mean, yeah. In terms of luck, matlab, like the timing that you post sometimes matter.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, that's true.
Later on in this conversation, I'll talk about like my Supercar Blondie viral video on like please. How, like, no, because of how I posted it twice, by the way.
Oh, really? Right?
Yeah. So I'll tell you the story later. But yeah, okay. But continue. Yeah.
Okay. So you were lucky enough to blow up in 3 months compared to yeah. I've actually had one guest on my podcast, which she said she legit blew up in less than 24 hours. She
I'm posted not surprised. Something.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, like, I think two of the bigger ones, like, both of them said they blew up in legit, like, one day, less than 24 hours. They posted something, they sleep, next thing, you know.
They're viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. So, you luckily got, like, quite famous, 10K, 3 months. Wait, that's actually really good, though.
It's not bad, actually. Like, I was shocked. I didn't expect it so fast.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. You are right now at 50K, right?
70K.
Yo!
Yeah.
What is... Oh my god, mashallah. Like, my memory was 50K for some reason. Oh no. Wow, yeah. 70K. Damn.
Yeah. Mashallah.
Okay, nice. How long have you been in this industry? I mean, TikTok?
TikTok since January 31st.
Oh my god, mashallah. Wow.
Yeah. So I would say 8 months, yeah. 8 months.
So 8 months of me enjoying your content, basically, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, seriously, content was lit, yeah.
Thank you, bro.
In that case, like you said, look, and you were just talking about how to grow in TikTok and stuff.
Right? Yeah.
So in that case, what are the tips you would give to new beginners who are looking up to you and want to be someone like you? So what are the tips you would give?
See, I'm not some great person to look up to and stuff. But in terms of content creation, I would say, like, speak to the camera. You know, speaking in your videos help a lot, you know, in terms of not just like TikTok blowing up or like it, in terms of like brands approaching you as well, you know. So I would say maintain your consistency, be interesting, you know, post, even if it's senseless, as long as it's funny, people will like it.
Yeah, that reminds me of someone else who also came on the podcast. Fahad Kaleem. Yeah,
Fahad Kaleem. Oh, he came on this podcast?
Yeah, he did.
Dude, he's the first guest who's going to come on my podcast.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know what, that reminds me of something else, your podcast. We'll move on to that later. But you were right. So like I've heard like from everyone else who I've interviewed again, or they were saying the same thing. Consistency is key.
Yeah.
That is true. We're trying to be consistent, me and my podcast.
Yes, definitely. Like,
yeah.
No, definitely. Okay. No, honestly, like sometimes you might, okay, maybe just like, I don't know your figures, to be honest. So I'm just saying, maybe you might be getting like 200 to maybe 1,000 listeners, like in the past, maybe 20 episodes or whatnot. Right. But then suddenly one video goes to like 100,000. That's what you need. Like you need that, like, you know how like stocks just go up randomly.
Yeah, just one
like,
spike.
It's like that. Just one video that takes for you to like your entire this thing to change.
I'm yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, please, no. Oh, I just heard it. Please, no, man. You had Fahad, you had Ahmed, and then Ahmed Al-Kashikh, I think.
Ahmed Al-Kashikh, yeah.
Yeah, man, you had all these people. Come on, man.
Yeah, this is, I'm waiting for the numbers to go up.
Inshallah, don't worry.
Inshallah. Okay, so tips, consistency, check. Okay, next. I mean, I already asked you this question, but it was how long have you been in the industry, but you started from January, right?
Yeah, so it's around 8 months.
Okay. Oh, okay, so TikTok, you started TikTok. Now, what is... When everyone starts TikTok, there must be some kind of goal. Either to make money, to be famous, or some people, some people, they want to inspire or like want to entertain people or like make someone's day better. So what is your goal for your content?
Right, I'm so glad you asked this question. So now, the thing is... initially, like when I told you I used to do TikTok or like videos like in YouTube back, you know, a while back, that time I was trying to do like for money, you know. But now for me, when I was starting, I prefer the recognition or like getting people to know me more than like brands approaching me and stuff, you know. I try to like not commercialize my TikTok as much, right? Like small businesses I'll try to support 100%, because I've had small business and I've always wanted someone to, you know, post about it, right? So right. I would always put myself in their shoes, and that's when I'll do it. But like when brands come and approach me and they're like, hey, listen, can you make video for us? We'll pay. Like for me, it's not even about the money. It's because my entire agenda was to make videos that people would be like, oh my God, I relate to this, you know? And oh my God, you're that TikTok guy. Like I would like that more than the commercial money. Part. Because I feel like you grow like in that sense, money will somehow follow later on. See, I'll be honest, money is something everyone needs. Right? Everyone needs
right?
But for me right now, this TikTok, my main agenda isn't. It's an agenda. It's not the main one. Mm-hmm. It's there maybe at like, you know, somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not the main one. Right. For me, it's just about like people getting to know me. Like you know me, like you knowing me itself is like great. Me, you telling me that people in Qatar know me, I feel so happy about it. You know?
No, seriously. Yeah, yeah.
Big so that's my main motive about it. Inspiring. I don't know if my videos inspire anyone. It just makes people laugh, and that's all I want.
Yeah, it definitely does. Not gonna lie. Yeah, like
that's enough for me.
that like seriously though. Like sometimes, like when I'm like just bored, I like just to make myself, you know, cheered up. I just watch your video. I'm like, this guy's funny.
Thank you.
But
thank
also
you.
One more thing. Yeah. Is usually I see funny stuff, but then you see it one again and again. I think it's just personally me. But like when I see funny stuff again and again, it gets old for everyone, right? But then your videos, they don't get old. Like something, I don't know. Your videos just don't get old. I think it's because it's like really relatable or something like that.
Do you want something from me? Are you trying to butter me up?
No. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I should stop.
No, I'm kidding, man. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'm glad though. I'm glad.
I see. Yeah. No, I just want to like make sure that, you know, Qatar is the next spot you should come.
Same. I mean, I think a couple of months ago, I was like, when Qatar opens, let's take a drive down there, you know?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You know, like, from Dubai. I'll be a tour guy, no problem.
Oh, yeah, honestly, for sure, no problem.
Sponsor. Oh, you should make a vlog on that. Coming to Qatar, sponsored by
FNF podcast.
Okay. Okay. I want to get into this topic. That's your podcast.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions, but I want to get into your podcast more.
Okay, tell me.
So, just like, can you introduce your podcast and, you know, just like, spread it out. So, what's your name? What is it?
Stuff like that. So, the podcast is called Unscripted, right?
No.
And my entire agenda, nice so, it's something I think back in 2020, March, when I came back from UK, I was like, you know, let's start a podcast. It was quarantine, like, nobody's allowed out and stuff. It was like hectic, yeah? So I was at home and I'm thinking, you know, let's start a podcast. But I was like, me only. I didn't know who to contact. I don't know what to talk about. And I wanted to call it Quarantine. Like, I just wanted to call the podcast Quarantine at that time. Then I left it. I was like, you know what? Leave it. I'm not going to do this. Now, recently, one of my friend, Hussein, my co-host, or you know, he told me, bro, let's start a podcast. And okay. I'm like, you know what? And I was really, really sick at that, the day he asked me. Yeah. And I said, okay. And I just went to sleep. And then again, he came back to me and he told me, and I replied, I'm like, bro, yeah, let's do it. And and then we just started planning from then. You know, we met, we discussed on what's going to happen. This was back, I think either before Ramadan or after, I'm not sure. Okay. I think before Ramadan. Okay. Yeah, I think it's before Ramadan. So it's like, it's been a while. We're planning, planning, you know, we didn't even think, we thought of the name, I think last week, right? We already we planned the guest before, we planned
but
everything.
No name.
Right? Literally, it was like, and then we started buying the equipment and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now everything is set up, and you know, we both love speaking, right? And right now, because of my TikTok, like, I've met so many people, right? So I'm able to like bring them onto the show and, you know, like, you know, talk with them about their journey, you know. So that's what I would say has like that's what I'm planning to do.
Okay, so it's called Unscripted. Is it? Is there any episodes released?
Nothing, bro. We haven't even recorded one. So up till I think last week. Okay. Yeah, no. Up till a few days ago, okay. I didn't have a software which I can like have four guests on. Right.
Okay.
So
okay.
I need to connect. I don't have a. It's a physical. It's a virtual audio mixer or something. So I need four. I need to be able to connect four mics. And I just found a software recently which can do that. So now I'm like fully set to start. So maybe next week I'll shoot my first episode.
Okay. So is it a virtual podcast? Is it a? So like you said, like, do you have a full set that you and your co-host consider? Like, what is it? fully online?
No. So we it's a physical one. Like everyone will be in like together.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, that's much better. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
we're trying to. Right.
No, but for you, since your guests are maybe not even in Qatar, yeah, for you, this is the most convenient, yeah, for you.
Yeah, that is true. At the same time, I wanted to, you know, branch out to, you know, physical setup, but like,
no
budget.
Problem, bro. You have time.
Time. Yeah.
No worries.
Okay.
Your high school also, you have studies to focus on.
Yes. Not Indian parents, you know.
Yeah, that's also
I do. Yeah, if I do this, chappal will fly.
Yeah, bro, definitely.
Okay. All right. What else? So your podcast is done. Next topic is okay. This is a topic that actually surprised me. Was your business? You do business on site, like hustle, like actual hard work, sweat, tears, rocking music in background.
Yeah. Okay. So, little exaggerated, but no problem. Okay, I'll take it. You know?
It's okay. You take it.
Yeah.
So, just tell us about your business inside, or is it like confidential?
No. It's nothing confidential. Okay. So I'm someone who's FBI. always loved money, making money, right?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like I like doing stuff on my own in that aspect.
Right? Okay. Like, so, do you feel like you're
independent?
Yeah,
little bit. Like, obviously, like, not in the sense that I can live alone, like buy my own apartment, like nothing like that.
The feeling of it, exactly.
So, since March last year, I've started with what do I say, like, you know, like mask and gloves, right?
Yeah.
Because of COVID, mask and gloves is something that everyone had to require and stuff. So I started directly at the peak. I started that supply. Right, to different companies here, and at that time, like, it was anyone and everyone who wanted it, I would supply to, you know. Okay. People who didn't even care about the prices, you just wanted the items. So I would like at that time it was good, like big margins and stuff like that. Now like a year later, I'm still doing it, but I just have very handful of clients that I would supply to, you know.
Right,
and it's companies, like it's proper, like invoiced, and like companies which I supply to on like monthly basis or weekly basis, depending on that. And that's what I do. Then I do Amazon selling on the side.
Nice.
Then I have also a little bit of TikTok revenue coming, and like TikTok revenue, matlab, like when companies reach out, then only like I will do something. Then I have referral commissions coming in.
Okay.
So it's like different stuff, you know.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So multiple sources of income.
Yeah, it's something I've always wanted. I mean, it's not huge amounts, but it's something, you know.
But
like,
it's something.
When I go out with my friends, if I'm eating, you know, I'm not going to take my mom's card or something. Like, I'll do it on my own. Like, doing anything to my car, even, you know, whatever I've done to my car, everyone thinks that, oh, you know, your parents paid for it. I'm like, no. Everything that is done to my car, I've paid with my own money. Like, with the maintenance, even if there's a flat tire interchange, I'll pay with my own money, because it's the necessities. Obviously, it's something that, you know, parents would pay for.
Yeah.
But if it's not necessities, then I don't think that they should. You know, even if I want like a new laptop, maybe I would do as much as I can to, you know, fund that for myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
So that's just how it is.
Okay. Nice. Okay. In that case, you mentioned your car. Are you a car person?
I am a car person. I mean, yeah, I am. But like, I'm not the person who would be like, oh, this car goes 640 horsepower.
Oh, yeah. Not like a fat junkie, but like, you know, you like cars.
Yeah. I like cars, yeah.
Okay, my you know, I think he would thank me that he's not here, because he's not a car guy at all. So like, yeah.
He's not? Okay.
Not a car guy. And car guy seems like, how do I explain?
Are you a car person?
Yes, I'm an addict. I'm a car addict.
Yeah?
Everything.
So what's your favorite car?
Oh my god, it's the worst question. No, I'm sorry. Okay. No, this is a question that's been, you know, spiraling me for a long. But like, I would say, I don't know what to say. Okay. It's a choice between the Bentley Continental GT or the Bugatti Chiron 300 miles per hour.
Okay.
Either these two. Either one, the fastest one, or like the nice GT Cruiser.
When you get your license, yeah.
Yes.
What is a car that you would take as a first car?
Okay, I would like to answer that, but like at this point, I feel like I'm getting a question. I like to be the guest. Okay, all right, you're going to host this show for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my answer would be the first car. That's a good question. I didn't think about it. I think it would be a VW GTI.
GTI. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that's an amazing car, bro.
Yeah, GTI, like, I like the new GTI is lit. not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. The first, like, my always was like, first car, I don't want, you know, something big or, because I want something, you know, reliable. Not a Toyota. Yeah, yeah. But not a Toyota, dude. Not a Toyota.
Yeah. No?
No, not a Toyota, please. I'm not a Toyota fan for some reason.
Okay, fair enough. No, no.
Okay. All the Toyota fans, this is, I'm dead. Okay, gotta lose a lot of followers. Okay, anyways. Okay, now where do I start? Next topic that interests us. So you finished business, where you started, all the basics are covered, everything's done. Yeah. Done. Oh, wait, I need to ask you this question. What's your favorite car? I forgot.
Okay, so like my, like I would say dream, matlab, like if when I, like, inshallah, when I make good money, my car would, I would take would be like a G-Wagon. Right? I know it's not a very comfortable car, but I know that it has a respect on the road.
Right.
That's, I love presence. I need a presence on the road. I don't care about Lamborghini. I don't care about Ferraris and stuff like that, to be honest. Like, that's not what interests me. For me, it's like nice, like, you know, I have power. That kind of, you know. Like,
yeah, not power, get it, get
horsepower, matlab, like authority on the road.
Yeah, yeah, like the like the big chair throne feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, that kind of thing.
My dad,
but realistically, like, not realistically, matlab, like, if, let's say I have a small budget, my car would be like a C200 Coupe Merc.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a coupe person. I like I'm used like coupe, to coupe okay. now. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Are you own? Yeah, that's true. So, okay. Nice. Okay, what is your car that you own?
You... SLK, Mercedes SLK.
SLK. That's such a nice car. That's your first car, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was lucky for that car.
Yeah.
It's my uncle and aunt's old car. So when they instead of selling it off, they gave it to me as a gift.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You lucky guy.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, like, that's a nice car, not gonna lie. Cool it car. Is, it is. Also, yeah, your modifications you did on it, nice. Like, by the way, which color was it stock?
Gray.
Gray?
Yeah.
Gray, okay, but like, I mean, like, blue is definitely the color, like, color that matches. Blue, it went black blue, rims.
Now it's purple.
Now it's purple?
Yeah.
Oh my god, my man.
It's purple now. Purple. I did purple because of TikTok. Like, as in, I needed something to, like, you know, do well on TikTok, right? So I was like, let's be different, you know? Let's do purple. So I did purple.
Oh my god. Purple is actually nice. Is it glossy purple or like what?
No, it's a matte purple.
Matte purple. Okay. Matte purple is lit. Wait, is it like all blacked out? Tires also blacked out?
Yeah. Everything is black. That's from the beginning itself.
That looks like a villain type of car. SLK.
It's pretty good. Now, like, I'm so used to it. I love the color now.
Yeah, like, is it like dark purple? Not like the light.
It's not light purple, definitely. It's a dark purple. Yeah, definitely dark purple, I would say. Yeah.
Dark purple? Oh, damn, that's actually. Is your windows tinted full black, right?
Yeah, windows are tinted.
Oh my god, that's like such a villain type of car. Oh my god, that's so nice.
Yeah, I told you, right? I like recognition.
Yeah,
so people know me as a. So before it was like people know me as a guy with a blue car. Now I changed to purple, now people know me as a guy with a purple car. Because you don't see a lot of purple cars, right?
No.
So when I've gotten stopped in the middle of the road while driving because of the car. Like, people like, they're like, oh my god, you're that guy and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I prefer, you know, I like that, you know?
Okay.
Makes me happy.
I mean, purple car, that's a nice car. Okay, next. Finish everything. Basically, everything's done. Next topic is your life. You said, so basically, I'm sorry, my tongue is not the best today. Okay, so usually before we start the podcast, we ask the guests what are the topics they like. So everyone says, some people say anime, some people say cars, stuff like that. You said business, your life, and content creation. Three. Damn simple, but like straight to the point.
Yeah.
So your life.
Yeah.
What's interesting about your life?
I don't know why I said that. I want to think about it, like, I don't know what's interesting about my life.
Damn,
dude, I'm a huge Monopoly fan. Like, if you play Monopoly with me, I will make you cry, maybe.
Oh my god!
Because I'm not competitive in everything, but in Monopoly, it's something where I'm just like, I know how to play this game so well. My strategy is so good that majority of the times I win.
I feel like you're like the person, you know who, when you talk like this. You remind me of Bruce Wayne. Like, you want authority. You want, like, Monopoly.
You're very right. You're very right on that. I love that. Because...
Yeah, like, you're a simple guy. You look simple and stuff. Like, just like Bruce Wayne, when he walks in the street, he's like a normal guy. But then he wants authority. He has the money.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes hustling. That. Yeah, yeah.
You know the Malayalam movie, Lucifer?
Yeah, of course. of course.
I've watched that movie 24 times.
Yo, you and my cousin should get together. You guys know why?
Because the way Mohanlal, he carries authority there.
Oh yeah, is what I love.
Like
it's
how
so powerful.
He is fearless. Like fearless. Yeah. You know Peaky Blinders?
Yes, his clips. So, but like, I don't watch footage.
Yeah, so Peaky Blinders, like the main character, Thomas Shelby, like how he is also.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the TV show like doesn't interest me, but the way Thomas Shelby is, like how fearless he is, fearless. He doesn't care. He'll do whatever and like wherever, you know, because he knows that he's a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, even in Suits, the TV show, Harvey Specter, like how he is, you know, the power he has, like that's what I like.
I'm not sure of the Suits one because I don't watch those shows. But
I get it. We get the thing. Yeah.
Suits. Where is it on? On which?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix? Okay, cool. Okay, Suits. Right. So, guys, if you're watching this, Suits, go ahead and watch it. Right. So, basically, to sum up your, what is it called? Personality. You're like Bruce Wayne, Peaky Blinders, like that kind of thing. Okay.
getting there.
Wait! No! You know what's actually better? You're like Tony Stark. But like,
I'm not a Marvel person. Yeah, like
what?
A lot of
really?
People will now hate me. Yeah, I'm not a huge Marvel person.
My co-host will like you.
Yeah.
He's not into Marvel at all.
Oh yeah, I'm not. A lot of people don't like the fact that I don't like Marvel. I haven't watched Avengers. I watched the first one. I haven't watched anyone after that.
I'm trying to control myself here, but like, you know. I'm a Marvel addict. Like, full on, like, comics and movies.
Oh, you're like that, huh?
What about you? Oh, yeah, I'm like that. You're like that, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Like, you're like a DC guy?
I am not any guy. I'm not gonna lie. I don't watch a lot of I used to watch a lot of TV shows before,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm just like, I don't like it that much. No?
You're a busy guy.
I'm re-watching Suits. You know? Like that's what I'm doing right now.
Ah, so like you have a specific taste.
Yeah, I'm very picky that way.
Very picky. Okay. And shows.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. That's okay with me, yeah. I'm also kind of the same in shows, but like movies, all Marvel movies, superhero movies, me. What about Fast and Furious? Come on, Fast and Furious.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah,
of course.
So, Fast and Furious. The Now You See Me series.
The magic trick one.
Magic. Oh, bro,
yeah,
I start. I do card tricks. Yeah, I do card tricks. Yeah,
damn.
And I have like a huge. I have a very decent card collection as well.
Oh, nice.
Right. So that's what, like, because of Now You See Me, I started card tricks, you know, and Fast and Furious is just beautiful. Again, Dom Toretto, his authority in the movie.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's true.
Yeah.
His voice. About his voice.
Definitely. Oh, my God.
That sounds like...
And then there's another one. Which other movie? Like, I'm very picky on the movies like I like. Even Crazy Rich Asians. Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, Crazy Rich Asians are lit.
Yeah, it's amazing. Beautifully scripted. And the movie The Intern. It's nothing serious. It's nothing like war action and stuff. It's nice. It's a nice feeling movie, you know?
Okay.
It's nothing too dramatic. No heartbreak.
Simple.
You know? Very simple, very calm movie, you know?
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're like a Fast and Furious, Intern. What was the other one?
Now
You See Me.
Yeah.
Okay. You also do card tricks. Nice.
Yeah.
Your portfolio is just like expanding everywhere. Like,
but card tricks, again, is like very side thing. I haven't done it in a while. But yeah. It's there. I can do something
here
and there.
Here and there.
Honestly, I consider that. I should do that, actually, if I'm out of content. I am out of content. I don't have anything.
What's next? Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? I have one question. What's your next...
Yeah.
Topics, what's your next plan? I mean, you're not for like everything, for every platform you're, what's your future? What do you see?
I want to start my own business, right? So the problem with that right now is the fact that I'm most probably 90%, 98% I'm going back to the UK, right?
Okay.
Continue my studies.
Okay.
So my mom's like, if you're staying here, if you're going to continue your studies here, then you do whatever you want and start your business. But if you're leaving, there's no point in you starting it and leaving. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of stuck that way. So, I'll probably... I'm going to go back.
When did you start one in UK?
No. What I want to start, I want us to do it here.
In Dubai, the land of dreams.
Yeah, definitely in Dubai because it requires, how do I say this? Not money, but in the sense like people have to be there's a reason why I'm doing it in Dubai. Mm-hmm. And I'm targeting a specific area of Dubai as well.
Oh, which one?
So I can't
expose.
Say too much.
Okay. Right? We get it.
It's a very niche, you know, it's a service sector, I would say.
Okay.
You know? But
let's not expose too much. Yeah, let's not expose too much.
Yeah,
we get it. Okay. All right. So also your studies. What are you? Like, I was surprised when I asked one of my guests. Usually people see in the screen and just, you know, it's them, it's the influencer, but then they actually do something else.
Mm.
So, like, what do you actually do? What, like, engineer, doctor, what is it?
No, I'm okay. I'll let you take a guess on this. What would I be doing?
You? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see you anything except from a TikToker, dude.
No, see, I've told you so much, right? Like, you know, like, what I want to do.
Yeah, your business, into definitely business. You're taking business.
Yeah, so definitely, that's my field. So, management and entrepreneurship.
Nice.
That's my course.
Yeah, that I can see you. You know what? You're a person who kind of like, you know, you like authority and stuff like that, rule, respect and stuff. You should come to Qatar, dude. There's an entire area in Pearl. Just, you know, take your G-Wagon, like an authority type of thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Qatar is all about authority, rule, respect. You have a bigger car than anyone, everyone's going to move away from you.
That's oh, really?
It. Yeah.
Nice. I like
it. If you drive fast or if you drive like a bit like, you know, like showboating type of thing, people are scared of you, move away. Everyone's going to move away.
I know why now I wanted to come to Qatar. So basically, there was this TV show. It's called Rich Wives of Indian something. Right on Netflix.
Okay.
It was like of these... It's something of these Bollywood wives and stuff like that. And they all took a trip to Qatar.
Oh.
All right. And so after that is where I'm just like, okay, you know what? I want to go to Qatar now.
Okay.
That's all. That's the reason why I wanted to come to Qatar.
You just saw a show and then want to come to Qatar. Yeah. You should. There's a place just for you. Authority.
I'll come. Inshallah, I'll come one day.
Inshallah, one day. Because your fan base here, by the way, growing up.
Is it?
Yeah, there is. I mean, in my school... And everyone I see, my neighbors, everyone, if I like share this into a group, everyone knows you, obviously, and everyone likes you.
Oh, thank you. Means a lot.
Yeah. You know, the first place to come to is my school, the same.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
Which school
are you in? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, I'm allowed. Yes, obviously. Yeah. It's not like I'm an FBI agent or anything. Oh, no.
Which school?
Gems Wellington.
Oh, Wellington. Oh, nice. Fancy.
There's a branch here. Yeah,
fancy boy.
Fancy. Yo, Dubai. Yeah. Dubai Gems Wellington is sick.
That's why I'm saying fancy.
That's enough. Moving on. Okay. Alright. So, we finished your podcast, your business, everything. So, it's also like, bro, by the way, it's 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We haven't done it for 40 minutes.
That's actually insane.
Yo, I just felt like, you know, I just met you. Hey. Okay. Alright, so where do I start? So everything is done. We covered everything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, usually after the questions and after we have the conversation of your topics, we go into fan questions. Unfortunately, we don't have any fan questions because we did this on a short
note. No problem. Quick. No issues, brother.
So, but we have another segment, which my co-host really likes, unfortunately, isn't here today. So I'm going to dedicate it to him. It's called Quick Fire.
Okay.
It's just basic yes or no or like a choose option type of question.
Okay.
Just so that listeners can know more about your personality or your liking and stuff.
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah.
Awesome. First question, obviously, will be iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Man, why is this? Everyone's iPhone. Like, there's no Android.
But, okay. But can I justify this?
Yes, please, sure.
I actually use both. Right? I was a huge Android person because my first phone was an Android, right?
Same.
And I used to like look down on all these iPhone people, right? So right before I went to uni, my mom, she bought me an iPhone.
Okay.
Right? She was just like, here, you're going to uni, here's an iPhone, blah, blah. And I wanted an iPhone. I said, I want an iPhone before I go to uni because I love taking photos, right? And I realized
the
iPhone camera lasts, it's better in the long term compared to an Android.
Right.
So that's what I did. So I took that iPhone and I still carry the Samsung around. when I like for work purposes sometimes.
Which iPhone is it? I'm
sorry. For me, I have an 11 Pro.
11 Pro, nice.
Yeah.
Same.
So yeah, I still carry an Android. I like it because there's so much freedom in Android.
Yeah, exactly.
But I realize when I use an iPhone and then I use an Android, I'm like, okay, I can see why people like iPhone. You know.
Why is it?
Because it's smoother. It doesn't lag like that, and it's how do I say it? Very minimalistic and I would say smooth. I think the smoothness is what makes it the best. Yeah.
By the way, I don't want to talk about this topic because if I start, I don't end.
You're an Android person, aren't you?
No. I'm an Apple person. I'm a full deep-rooted guy. I have the entire ecosystem full on with that. If people say use Word or like PowerPoint, I use Pages and Keynote.
I'm an iPhone person, not an Apple person, by the way. Right?
You're an iPhone person? I'm a huge everything.
Yeah,
Apple.
That's what. I'm an iPhone only. I don't like any other Mac products. I mean Apple products.
Oh really? Nice. I only use an iPhone
and I use AirPods. There's only two things. I don't like Mac. I've used it, I don't like it. Like that's where I cross the line. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay, so in that case, you've very well justified everything. So now people really know you about your things. okay. iPhone, not gonna lie, it's the best. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, Android.
It's good, I would say, yeah.
It's the long-term device. You buy one for the next 3 years, you're done. Like, it's done. All right, next question is, do you game?
Do you?
Okay.
No.
Oh.
But no, I love Black Ops 2. I love Black Ops 2. Right, Black Ops in general, I love that. That's the only game that I play in the Warzone, I think. Yeah,
okay. So that means you and Fahad Kareem, you both have almost same taste. Okay, okay. My question that I was trying to lead was PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation,
man, I feel sorry for all Android and Xbox users. All the episodes I ask, everyone's like iPhone, PlayStation,
PlayStation, bro. Sad.
I'm not an Xbox guy. I have a PlayStation, but then I feel sorry for those guys. Moving on. Next. Dream vacation. Where would it be?
Vacation?
Yeah.
So, everyone asks me this. I don't know an answer to this, to be very honest.
Same.
But for me, it's somewhere where I can take some nice photos.
Mm.
Right? I would love to go to Japan.
Oh my God. I was just about to say to you, if you like photos, you should go to Japan. I was
legit. Yeah, Japan is an interesting place.
Yeah.
Like to relax, maybe Bali, Maldives, places like that.
Oh, so you're like, so this is the thing. When I say people, when you want to go relax, everyone's like Maldives, the beach type of person. I'm not a beach type person. I like mountain range, cold, like Switzerland type of person.
Oh,
I've been to Switzerland once.
Cold, bro.
You can't
do
cold?
I hate cold. Even though I'm in the UK, I hate cold. I'd rather sweat in Dubai's heat than freeze in any other country.
Oh my God, I'm opposite. I'd rather freeze in any country than die in the goddamn Middle East.
Oh, I love the heat.
I hate
like I'll stand outside and I don't mind. No problem. I won't complain about the hot
heat. So you're like already, what is it, adjusted with all this? You're like, okay.
Yeah, 100%.
I was born in Dubai. By the way, I'm a Dubai person, okay?
Oh, you are? Brother,
yeah, we just moved to Qatar like what? 4 years or 3 years ago.
Oh, shit. Okay, nice.
Yeah. I was born, I lived there for 11 years. Yeah, I'm a Dubai guy. I used to live in Jebel Ali.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Discovery Gardens, yeah.
Okay. I live nearby.
Oh, okay. Next to Discovery Gardens, Discovery Gardens, the movie that made me come back to that memory was, Niven Polly's movie. What is it called? Niven Polly's, that movie where he took in Dubai, all about Dubai and Dubai Dream.
I forgot. No, I'm not sure.
Something about Swarga Rajyam. Jacob in a Swarga
Rajyam. Jacob in a Swarga Rajyam.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That movie that was shot in what is it called? Jebel Ali in the Discovery Gardens. And seeing that, I haven't seen the movie.
Like,
I want to come back to Dubai. Not gonna lie, Dubai is sick. Dubai is just sick.
Then I'll take you.
Please, because all my family members are there. It's just me alone here. So like, not sick, not cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, would love to come to Dubai one day. But yeah, Dubai is the country. Next question would be, favorite thing to do? What is it called? Just to hang out. Like, where do you go?
I like driving. I like driving and listening to... I'll be honest, I love listening to depressing Hindi music. Like, I'm not, sure not because everyone... I'm depressed. Everyone thinks that I'm going through it. I'm going through a heartbreak.
It's a style.
It's a vibe for me, bro. It's a vibe. And I love driving and listening to that.
Yo, going to restaurants, every Indian restaurant, they play this sad, depressing Indian song.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go, please.
That's what I do. That's what I like doing my free time. Driving.
You like it? Nice. I like driving. I wish I could drive, but like, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I drove. Let's not... No one call the police, please. Go in the parking lot. But like, yeah, going on. Yo, it's just like... the thing is, what was your first experience when you drove? By the way.
I was surprised like how well I drove the second I got my license. You know? Yeah, I never drove before that, to be honest. Yeah, I never illegally drove. Never. Right.
Wow.
So I only drove when I got my license or when I started my classes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah. And it was a very good feeling. Like initially it was like all like, oh my God, let's drive here.
Let's drive.
After that it simmered down a lot, but I don't think it's changed a lot. A lot of people say after the first couple of months you lose interest, but I still haven't lost interest. I'll drive anywhere. Nope.
Yeah. Okay. So like, you're like inborn car guy. It's like
in
a car.
I think so. In a way.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so driving and just listening to depressing movies and
Arijit Singh, yeah.
All Indian moms related.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, next. All right, so I mean, I don't want to ask you this because I already. The question was beaches or, snow. So it's already beaches, obviously.
I don't like either.
Wait, what?
I don't like beaches either.
Snow, sand, or snow?
No. It's not because, like, not weather-wise. I'm just saying I don't like beaches. Because it's too messy.
That is true.
I don't like beaches.
Getting into cars, changing sand everywhere. Yeah,
exactly. I can't.
When you go to home, you drag your pants, everything is dropped. Oh, my God.
Exactly. No way.
Shower. When you shower, you see all the sand, moving.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
So yeah, no beaches. I'm not a beach person either.
Yeah, please. No beaches.
But in that sense, if in this question, I would choose snow.
Okay.
Snow, just for the question, yeah. I would choose snow.
Snow is lit. My first time when I experienced snow was on a field trip, like third grade. Ski Dubai. Yes, obviously. Ski Dubai. But then the first time I actually experienced real snow was also kind of like the scariest experience in my life too. It was in February. When we went to Switzerland. So usually on February it doesn't snow that much. So when you take a train up to the Jungfrau, which is the highest
I've been there.
Okay. So when you go to Jungfrau on February seasons, it usually doesn't snow that much. It's okay, but like it's not that like a heavy type of snowing,
right?
But the day we went, it was so heavily snowing that the train got stuck in the middle of nowhere. It was so scary because we couldn't go anywhere. Bro, frostbites. My legs were getting so cold.
Oh, that's the worst, bro.
Yeah. It's that. I don't know what happened. I loved Switzerland. That day, not the best. It was scary also. But the good thing was when the train got stuck in heavy duty snow, we got out. And when I say scary, the part was I was taking a snow pole. And I was throwing in my brother. And he took a snowball. Turns out, the middle of the snow was a snowball was a huge brick of ice.
Oh, he threw. Ice.
The brick hit me. Yeah, the actual ice. He hit me and the ice, when it hit, because of the impact, the ice just powdered up, what do I call it? Splintered out, I guess.
Yeah.
At that moment, I had two thoughts in my brain. Either, first one was, either I'm so strong, I'm Superman, or second was, I need to go to the hospital right now. I was bleeding. That was lit. Yeah. That was not lit too. Next. What's your favorite country you've visited?
Favorite country I've visited?
Yes.
Oh, that's an interesting question. China.
Have you been to China? You've been to China?
Yeah.
It's where everything's being built.
Yeah, I think China would be the one.
What makes it so interesting? Why is it?
I wasn't able to go around so much, but from what I've seen or what I've got to experience, it was very nice. I was in Guangzhou.
Okay.
And we went for business purpose, my mom. So I went along with my mom. And it was very nice. I don't know, the nobody understands English. I mean, hardly anyone understands English over there. But okay. It was nice. You know, I love just walking around the streets and stuff like that. Very
this is a busy,
photogenic place.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Okay. By the way, what's your travel portfolio? How, like, which all places have you been? Which all countries have you been?
Which all countries have I been? So I've been to Switzerland. Nice. I've been to Italy and France. Right.
Okay. How's Italy?
Italy was good. Yeah, it was good. It was a nice place.
Very not like yeah. It's a very like what is it called? How do I say? Stereotypical European place, Italy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 100%.
France was lit. France was actually lit. France was
good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you go to Disneyland?
Dude, we went. We went on one ride and got out because it was raining. Oh. Right? And the lines were so long and it was cold. Kind of like really ruined the entire experience. Right. It was really bad.
The cold, raining experience. That's the worst.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
When you're like wet and everything. Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I've been to Singapore, else? Malaysia, China, UK. Okay. And I think my next country would be Georgia.
Georgia? Okay.
Yeah.
Georgia, I like my school. They went for a field trip to Georgia. I wish I could have gone, but like, I think, have you been to US?
No,
you haven't been to US. That's interesting.
I do want to go actually.
If you do, where to?
Tell me.
Where, like, if you let's say you are going to UK, US.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
Very stereotypical about California, New York.
Oh, New York, obviously.
Yeah.
My answer, 100% every day New York. I've been to Los Angeles.
Okay.
I don't know. Not Los Angeles. I've been to US like 3-4 times, but I think Los Angeles didn't really, you know, have a best experience, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's because of, you know, the people, I guess.
Fair enough.
But like New York was lit. New York, I went once, which was in December, and the second was in April. December 1 was cold, just like you said, raining cold, but like Feb was lit. New York is, New York is a place that you should visit too.
Yeah.
It's a youth type of thing, a hustle, you know, like a lot of work, speed.
Yeah.
Like you got the car, fancy car. That's new type of place, I think that's pretty much it. Wow, we've been talking for 55 minutes.
Oh wait, I want to tell about my viral video.
Oh yeah. Please.
Right. Cool. So the entire story. So I posted that video, the Supercar Blondie, the Hummer flipping one. Okay. I posted that a while back and I was like, oh, and it did really well in a couple of hours. Yeah. So what I look at is if in 1 hour or less, I get over 1,000 views, the video is going to do well. But in less than 1 hour, I think it did really well. Like I did more than 3,000 views.
Nice. For sure.
And then just going up, and I think it reached at 50,000 views and it stops there.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? Leave it now. It's whatever. Then I uploaded on my reel also. It was like, okay, I think my reel did really well.
Okay.
And after that, a while after, some random guy took my video.
Okay.
He cut out the Supercar Blondie part. Mm-hmm. So that part I edited on my own. Yeah. I cut out the unnecessary parts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he made his own video with my dialogue. The same style of like putting the towel over the head to act like, you know, the mother or whatever, or a female or whatever.
Okay.
And he, same dialogue, same everything.
Okay.
Even the same car, I think he used. Like same car video. He didn't credit me.
Oh.
Right. And that video got 200,000 views. Right. And I was like, what the hell? He did, like, it's doing so well and it's my video, my idea. And he didn't credit me. So I got angry and I got upset. And after a few days, I re-uploaded the video.
Okay.
After re-uploading, I'm at 13 million views now.
Yo, that's lit.
So I would thank him. I would thank him for that, because without him, I wouldn't have like uploaded.
Re-uploaded.
Yeah. And I feel like re-uploading really did work for a lot of my couple of my videos. It did work.
Yeah. What's the deal with TikTok sometimes? Like.
It's about timing sometimes, you know. It's all about luck as well.
We post clips about the for the podcast on TikTok.
Mm.
I'm not in charge of it because I do not know how TikTok works.
Okay.
I post like really high quality stuff, like really like VFX editing and everything on like promotion stuff. But then it doesn't pop up. I'm like, okay, how does it work? Turns out, like, the you have to, like, put a right music, like, you have to
if
time
I don't
it.
Put music or anything. It's more like the timing, I would say.
No, oh, yeah. I'm to be honest, like, for your content, I think it's, like, it's very simple for you. Like, because it's your voice and you're the main
thing.
Yeah,
maybe.
For me, I was, like, I was just posting, like, a just a basic clip of the thing. So, I made, like, really cool style. And then, turns out, I had to put music and also had to upload it on the right time. I had to, like, share it. I don't know. It's just a whole mess. And I just gave it to my co-host who's really expert of TikTok. And he says so many strategies and stuff. I was like, okay, you know what? Do that. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I'm not, like, this social media strategy
type
of thing.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't get it. That's weird. Okay. Yeah, in that case, I think we should wrap it up. Like, you know, thank you so much for coming on. I took 57.
Thank you for messaging me and, like, reminding me about this, because I wanted to do this and I felt so bad because I kept postponing it. But
I felt bad
so
for messaging
you
again.
No, I'm glad. No, that shows determination and I like it. No,
I was just scared, like, you know, I don't want to disturb you and stuff.
No, bro, I completely understand. No, because I feel like I would do the same thing, you know, 100%. But thank you for having me.
No problem.
I appreciate this a lot.
Thank you so much for replying, coming. Like, you replying is a big deal already. So, like,
man, you've had bigger people, man. What are you on about? I don't know why you're even phased about me.
No, I don't know. Like, my co-host, like, when I was coming to this podcast, I was scared. I was, like, making a lot of mistakes with the intro and stuff. My co-host was like, Fareen, you got more famous people. Chill. And I was like, no, for some reason, like, I was really excited for your podcast for some reason because I'm, like, an actual fan of you. So,
oh, man,
yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Like, your content is there. Okay. By the way, that's it. I should wrap it up before I butter you up again.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Let me just thank my followers. Before I do, not followers, I'm sorry. Thank the listeners. But before I do, do you want to give a shout out to your channel where the listeners can meet you and, you know, where they can follow you and stuff?
You
like
can
that.
Find me on Ahmed Shahzad everywhere. AhmedShahzad. You just type it on TikTok or Instagram, you'll find me.
Simple, straight to the point. That's it. You know. Okay.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much for watching this video. Hit the like button if you like this video. If add us to your playlist on Spotify. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Until the next video, see you guys later. You want to say bye at the same time or something like your favorite?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's do it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.